This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Tired of losing power? Feeling powerless? Call Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric today for a free estimate on a whole home standby generator. Never be without power again. Fully installed systems starting at just $99 a month. Power your sump pump, your fridge, your freezer, your garage doors, your heating and cooling, so your home stays safe and comfortable. Four Seasons is the largest and most award-winning Generac dealer in Illinois.
For the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? Well, then listen to What We Spend, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Your station for the best Ravens coverage.
Bringing the team to the fans.
It's news from the nest.
We're grateful for our media. We really are, most of the time.
With Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now from Window Nation, buy two windows, get two free, and pay nothing until 2027. Offer ending soon. Schedule your free estimate at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
It's funny because we hear that John Harbaugh talking about grateful for the media most of the time. You know, media, we are kind of a conduit to the fans.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like the fans are cool with Harbaugh most of the time.
Right.
Now, you have some outspoken types who want him gone to. I mean, like Brandon Hyde's feeling the heat. I mean, John Harbaugh's going to the Hall of Fame in all likelihood when it's all said and done. But people want him gone yesterday. Some people.
Well, anytime that they lose. Usually on Monday, we get called. If they would have lost three in a row or four in a row, there would be a lot of calls.
Oh, no doubt about it. He was feeling the heat last year when they started 0-2, but man, we're getting way ahead of ourselves with that. But I'm just saying, Harbaugh most of the time, well, fans feel the same way about all Harbsy there. Let's get to Malachi Starks, first-round pick out of Georgia. He was on SportsCenter yesterday. It's news from the nest. And here's Malachi Starks. Talking about joining a secondary where he's going to be paired up with an all-pro night guy, that Kyle Hamilton guy.
Just his versatility. I mean, like, when you pull up the tape, I mean, he's everywhere. He's at strong safety. He's at free safety. He's at nickel. He's at the dime. He can play corner. So just watching his tape and the way that he's able to move around and just, like, his knowledge about the game of football. I mean, like, you just see it. Like, he's playing at a different speed than everybody else. And, I mean, so is everybody else in that DB room. So just for me to come to an organization like this with a lot of guys in a room like him and just be able to learn, I think it's going to be huge in my development.
Well, I think learning is going to be, like, great for him. I mean, you got Marlon Humphrey, vet Pro Bowl corner on one side. You got Kyle Hamilton, who's the all-pro guy on the other side. And then you got in front of you got Roquan Smith, who's a former Georgia Bulldog. You know, so he's got a lot of dudes that he can learn a lot from. So I think it's not going to take him long at all to ramp up and be really good for them throughout. You know, I mean, hey, Bob, how articulate and stuff does he sound? You know, I mean, he sounds like a really intelligent dude. And to play free safety, you got to be smart back there.
Here's Malachi Starks on SportsCenter talking about the reaction to being drafted by the Ravens, and I'm sure he had a pretty good idea that Baltimore was breathing down his neck and getting his first taste of the NFL rookie camp last week.
It's been a huge blessing just for us to be able to be in this position and, you know, just take it all in together as a family. A lot of people think, you know, it's not just my journey, it's theirs as well. So just for all of us to be able to, you know, enjoy it and take it all in has been amazing.
I mean, parents, you know, got to be ecstatic that he's in an organization like the Ravens. I mean, they're a winning organization, class organization. You know, you're going to be in the playoffs. I mean, got great guys. They develop guys. You're playing with all pro dudes. What more would you want?
Yeah. Schedule comes out in less than a week. And Malachi Starks, who's used to the national spotlight playing at Georgia, But he's going to be splattered all over national TV because the Ravens, you know, they might not. The 1 o'clock games, which we're all fans of course, for obvious reasons. Mm-hmm. We like to be able to watch the games. But they're going to get a lot of 4:30-ish games, too. Those NFL national game of the week sort of things. So Malachi Starks at Georgia, where football's religion, now in the NFL, in a model franchise, a highly sought after from a rating standpoint franchise. Oh, he's going to be all over your television sets nationally.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And the thing about, you know, playing in the SEC and stuff, Bob, I mean, he's played at LSU at night. He's played at Alabama. You know, playing in any NFL stadium, it's not going to be different. You know, I mean, it's going to be, all right, we had more fans, you know, at the college stadiums have like 30,000 more fans.
Yeah, it's like he'll be in his first, like, Sunday night game. Let's look at the Ravens' defense. Malachi Starks, Georgia. He gets to do that sort of thing. Yeah. It's news from the Nashville at Haney 105. Not that that's the most important thing, but it's still cool, wouldn't you think? Here's Malachi talking about his game and how it translates to the NFL level.
Just the value of time and patience as well. You know, it's when you come in as a freshman, as a rookie, you know, there's a lot of stuff being thrown at you. So just really, you know, taking the time to figure out, you know, what works best for you and your learning curve and, you know, just being patient. It's a process and, you know, everybody goes through it and everybody has different journeys. So just being able to, you know, stay focused and be patient and, you know, just trust in the Lord's plan.
And you know what's good for him is, like, for these college guys now, Bob, is they're there. You know, I mean, they're going to have OTAs. You're going to be out there and be able to practice and, you know, much more than spring practice. So you're going to get a good taste of it this spring. Then you get a few weeks off. You get a few weeks off because I think rookies stay like a week longer. And then you're right back at it with the pads on and stuff. So it'll be a quick transition for him.
And here's Malachi Starks, we mentioned Georgia, talking about learning the mental aspect of it, playing at a high level with the Georgia Bulldogs here.
Yeah, I think it was huge. I think it goes back, you know, to the staff, but also, you know, the guys that were there before me as well. Just, you know, all the things that I was able to learn from them and just following their footsteps. You know, there's a lot of guys that come through the University of Georgia who end up in the league who have success. So I saw that and I wanted to be a part of that. So I bought into the whole process about it and just being able to dive in and really just take in all my information and learn was huge for me and my development.
And, you know, that's what... When you're Kirby Smart and stuff, that's what you're selling these kids is, you know, we're teaching you how to be a pro. And it's easy for them because they've had so many guys go pro. And when he was a freshman, didn't they win the national championship? They won the national championship his freshman year. And that's when most of those Georgia dudes are at Philly. You know, so they're used to being around pros and they coach it, they teach it like a pro atmosphere, and it's an easier transition. That's why a lot of times when the Georgia dudes go in, you know, it's a smooth transition.
Well, just look at Roquan Smith when he went to the Bears.
Yeah.
Buckus Award winner, came in, was dominant pretty much from day one, and has been outstanding here for the Baltimore Ravens. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. When we come back, let's count some dough. How about we do that little buy or sell? Also talk about the many sports subjects of this Total Request Thursday. We'll talk Orioles and Ravens with A.J. Gersh, Fox 45. And since we couldn't do it last hour, we'll get to the Funhouse with Nolan McGraw.
Yes. Bob, you know what? The white smoke is appearing. You know what that means?
New Pope.
Yep. New Pope is, they're getting ready to announce it. So the white, Nolan didn't know that, did you, Nolan? The white smoke appeared.
My phone just rang. Hold on. The Vatican's calling. What is this?
Hey, when I was in the eighth grade,
the Sistine Chapel.
Two popes within 40 days.
Really?
Yeah, Pope Paul died, then Pope John Paul, then Pope John Paul died, and then Pope John Paul II. On the Holy Rosary, no longer there. It's called Cristo del Rey. Well, the church is still there. School's not. Sitting in the nuns, what do they call that, convent?
Yes.
Watching it on television. I remember a turtle pissed on my leg. I was kind of mad about that. But anyway, joke says it's orange smoke coming out of the Vatican. Get it? Donald Trump's going to be...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Tired of losing power? Feeling powerless? Call Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric today for a free estimate on a whole home standby generator. Never be without power again. Fully installed systems starting at just $99 a month. Power your sump pump, your fridge, your freezer, your garage doors, your heating and cooling, so your home stays safe and comfortable. Four Seasons is the largest and most award-winning Generac dealer in Illinois.
For the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? Well, then listen to What We Spend. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or are you selling?
I'm not going to buy into that crap.
Benny and Haney, 1057, The Fan.
Benny and Haney, 1057, The Fan. Orioles taking on the Minnesota Twins coming up here at 110. Give you the lineup later on in the hour, so stay tuned for that. Orioles trying to break a four-game losing streak, salvage the finale against the Twins, who have won five in a row at home, and they're kind of percolating a little bit. But plenty more sports stuff to get into, and we will. Right now, let's count that dough by yourself.
Yeah, it says, here's the reason why things are going the way they're going right now. Donald Trump announced a trade deal with the UK while saying that if China talks go well, tariffs could be lowered. So,
the new Pope making it happen with the tariffs.
Yes, the Dow is up 596. The S&P's up 80. The NASDAQ's up 329. DraftKings up $1.18. Under Armour's up 26 cents. Everybody's up. We're in the green big time today, Nolan.
All right, we'll start our sports topics in the NBA. Cavaliers down 0-2 in their semifinal series against the Pacers. Heartbreaking finish to game two. Left Cleveland stunned, especially considering Donovan Mitchell scored 48 points in that game, but not quite enough to push them across the finish line. Now keep in mind, pretty big year for Donovan Mitchell and the Cavs for that matter. Since he joined them, well, they've been in the playoffs every year, but never advanced to the conference finals. Some have speculated that he would become disgruntled and, you know, a great regular season this year seemed to quiet that down in the meantime. But buy or sell, Bob, if the Cavs get swept here, despite Mitchell playing well, this would be the final straw for him to want to leave Cleveland.
I will sell that. First of all, they're not getting swept. I think they're going to come back and win the series. But, you know, he's got to look back at the Utah days, too. They were high seed with him and the Gobert where they were teamed up and found ways to lose. The 1 year they lost to the Clippers when Kawhi Leonard got hurt in, like, the second game of that series. I mean, he's doing everything he can, but Evan Mobley's hurt. Darius Garland hasn't played yet in the series. So they're not at their full complement of players, but boy, they choked that one away a couple of, they were up seven with 40 seconds left and couldn't box out, get a rebound. But they'll bounce back, and they will win the series. Nolan McGraw, win the series.
Right, yes. Pulling up my betting app right now.
You get the Vatican back on the phone. I'll let you know which time it's going on there.
Pacers and four. Yeah. All right, there we go. Over to the NFL, George Pickens. He's off to Dallas, going to join the Cowboys. And we know the stories from his time in Pittsburgh. Bit of a head case, that might be putting it lightly. Mike Tomlin, no stranger to divas at the wide receiver position, but you got to be pretty annoying to get the boot there. I'll just say that. We also know that most wide receivers that Tomlin chooses to move on from, they don't exactly perform as well elsewhere. But with Dallas, Pickens won't be expected to be the top option. CeeDee Lamb, he's the dude out there. Buy or sell, Vinny, Pickens will actually thrive with career numbers, having another wide out to compliment him.
Oof. I'll buy it just because if he does, I was telling Bob off air, this is boom or bust. And so it's either going to be really good or he's going to be bitching and complaining. It's going to be really bad. So I'll say it works for the year.
And I'm not a Dak Prescott guy, but pretty confident that he's the best quarterback Pickens will have played with.
Yes.
And it's not really even close, actually, now that I think about it. Let's see. Go over to baseball.
Kenny
here.
Pickett says hello, by the way.
The Rangers.
Remember Pickett the Pickens? That was going to be their thing. Sorry.
Yeah, the Rangers. We talked about this a little bit earlier. The early season slump for their offense. If you thought the Orioles were bad, boy, look at Texas. Currently just around 120 runs scored on the year. Last I looked, that's third worst in the majors, way off of what they've shown themselves to be in recent years. They finished top three in run production when they won it all in 2023, middle of the pack last year. So all of this led them to make a change in the dugout. The much made fun of at this point offensive coordinator title, Donnie Ecker. Well, title doesn't matter. He's out anyway. But buy or sell, Bob, this shakeup mixed with the Rangers' talent, mind you, will lead them to finish at least middle of the pack in run production this year.
Yeah, I'll buy that. They were 0-for-10 with runners in scoring position last night, by the way, were the Rangers. But they need Josh Jung to play better. Corey Seager is a stud. Adolis Garcia, I think he hit a home run last night. Tavares, remember how instrumental he was a couple years ago? They got rid of him. He's now in Seattle. You know, just like in Baltimore, sometimes the players need to be held accountable. Can't blame it all on some guy standing there with a warm-up jacket on. How about blaming the guy with the bat in his hand? Hey-o!
Everyone deserves blame.
That's right.
We go back to the NFL. Bo Nix gets a lot of credit for the Broncos' breakout 10-win season last year. But that defense, boy, they were legit. Start to finish, ended up being third best in the league in terms of points allowed, seventh in yards allowed. Now in the offseason, they've bolstered that side of the ball even more. Signed Dre Greenlaw, then drafted a corner in Jahdae Barron. Buy or sell, Vinny, Denver is capable of having the top overall defense in 2025.
I'll buy it. Capable. Yes, I'll buy it because I like Barron. I'll buy that. They were third last year. They added a couple pieces. They have the potential to, yes.
And our final topic of the day, also in Major League Baseball, the Braves. They were a World Series contender, I guess still are, but got off to a terrible start. 0-7, a record that had the fan base really panicking because history says no team has ever recovered from an 0-7 start to make the playoffs. But most teams that start that way don't have the talent that Atlanta does on their roster. So to fast forward here to early May, see them sitting at 17-19, hovering around 500, maybe that shouldn't be much of a surprise. Chris Sale starting to look more like he did last summer. Spencer Strider banged up again, but he'll come back at some point. Same with Ronald Acuna Jr. Buy or sell, Bob, the Braves will sit in first place in the NL East at some point this season. They're currently six back.
Nah, I'm selling that. League. Mets are the team to beat. Unless there's some injuries that hit them. I think Philly's better than Atlanta right now. Braves will be in the playoff mix, as you said, but first place at any point this season, I'm selling that. Nolan McGraw and Spencer Strider had just come back from the Tommy John surgery, and then got hurt playing catch. Pulled his hamstring. So there you go. Crazy world is throwing at baseball. We'll come back to speak Orioles and Ravens with A.J. Gersh from Fox 45. We'll go to the Funhouse. Nolan McGraw got NFL lunch coming up at 1 o'clock. American League East report. I'll give you the Oriole lineups as well against the Twinkies. 1:10 first pitch. Eric Edholm, NFL.com. Talk about the draft that was with him. When's Aaron Rodgers going to get it over with and just sign with the Steelers? If he does that at all.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Tired of losing power? Feeling powerless? Call 4 Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric today for a free estimate on a whole home standby generator. Never be without power again. Fully installed systems starting at just $99 a month. Power your sump pump, your fridge, your freezer, your garage doors, your heating and cooling, so your home stays safe and comfortable. Four Seasons is the largest and most award-winning Generac dealer in Illinois.
For the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? Well, then listen to What We Spend, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
They won four in a row overall, so they're trying to keep pace with the rest of that tough AL Central. So let's talk Orioles and Ravens. I don't know if you heard, but Justin Tucker got released a couple of days ago from Fox 45. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. He is A.J. Gersh. A.J., welcome back to Vinny and Haney. What's happening, man?
I think I heard that, Bob. I think I heard Justin Tucker got released.
And apparently it made waves nationally, too. But the Orioles are making waves in a negative way, locally and nationally, as Brandon Hyde apparently is on everybody's hot seat. But we sit here 13-22. A year ago at this time, they were 12 games over 500, kind of rolling towards another playoff spot. If you had to, AJ, put your finger on one thing that has led to where they are right now, what is it?
Well, one thing is a very hard thing to point out when pretty much everything has gone wrong for the Orioles so far. I mean, really, it all boils down to the fact that the young guys aren't swinging up to the expectations. Yes, the rotation is awful. The bullpen, even in the games where the bats have come alive, have seemed to stumble like they did in Kyle Gibson's second start, and they scored six runs, but, well, 11 runs were posted against them. You're never going to win like that. But if you're scoring in this four-game losing streak, the Orioles score two runs, one run. They got shut out by KC in the first game of this losing streak. You can't win ball games like that. And when maybe Gunnar Henderson is still dealing with that costochondritis issue in his ribs, who knows? But when he's not hitting like Gunnar Henderson that we know can hit well, when Adley Rutschman's hitting low 200s around the Mendoza line, when Cedric Mullins and Ryan O'Hearn are your only good hitters, you're not going to have success in the AL East.
We've made a bet here on the show that both Mike Elias, Brandon Hyde will be at spring training next year for the Orioles getting ready for 26. Still not knowing how the rest of this season will play out. Nolan wants Hyde gone now. Vinny's going to wait and see. Do you see anything dramatic happening with the team in that regard, the whack attack, if they continue to flounder? And they've been floundering, AJ, as you know, for well over 100 games right now, going back to last season.
Yeah, it's really been since the All-Star break last year. But I think, Bob, I think you're right. I don't see them making any drastic changes unless they finish the season with a .370 winning percentage like they have now. I don't think that's going to be the case. I do think that they're going to chip away into that and maybe end up somewhere closer to .500 once all of your guys get healthy. And, of course, these bats are eventually going to heat up, right? They have to. Well, I guess they don't have to, but I anticipate them to. And I think they end up somewhere around .500 at the end of the season. And I think that Brandon Hyde and Mike Elias are going to be at the helm next spring training as well. I really don't see anything drastic happening. You know, we see Mike Elias go on this sort of media tour that he's done in the past week or so. He, of course, sat down with your guys in the morning. He sat down with Ryan on his show with Rip, and he did that big press conference in the dugout. He went on national news. And every single time that he has made a public appearance in the past week, which is now approaching probably a half dozen, he has really staunchly defended Brandon Hyde. And I don't see Rubenstein assuming Mike Elias is not going to be able to get the job done and turn this back to the 100-win Orioles of two seasons ago.
All right, AJ, let's talk a little Ravens. What'd you think of the draft?
I really loved the draft. I really loved the draft. I thought that they did a pretty good job of addressing both need while also picking best player available, and that's something that Eric DaCosta has really succeeded with in his tenure since taking over for Ozzie. Obviously, I love Malachi Starks. You guys were playing the clips from him on ESPN a little bit earlier, and I was there in his introductory press conference and heard him talk, asked him a couple questions, and he is just so eloquent for such a young kid, such a great speaker. And then you watch his tape, and there's really nothing to be left out on the table with him. He's a three-level guy. And he reminds me a lot of Kyle Hamilton, which is pretty scary for other football teams who have the Ravens on their schedule, you know, twice a year especially, to have a guy like him and Kyle Hamilton back there in the secondary is going to be something special, I anticipate. And then Mike Green, of course, the allegations aside, he's a first-round talent, so all things considered, that is going to end up potentially being the steal of the draft. I like Teddy Buchanan, the linebacker that they picked up in the fourth round. He's really quick. He is small, but he is really quick, and I think he'll be a good addition right away on special teams and sort of that role that Chris Board played in the last couple of seasons. And then of course, you get Tyler Loop in there taking over for Justin Tucker now officially, permanently. They're hoping that he ends up winning the job against the Wyoming kicker, Hoyland, who they also brought in for a tryout last week. And all things considered, I really like top to bottom. They picked 11 guys. I don't see one that stands out as a bad pick.
Now, agree or disagree? Ravens have the best roster in the NFL.
Oh, man. The Eagles are pretty good. You look at the Eagles roster, and it's pretty fantastic top to bottom as well. But I think that if you stack the Ravens head-to-head against any team in the NFL, I, as a eternal optimist, would say that they could beat any team in the NFL straight up, hands down. You know, if everyone's healthy and Lamar Jackson's there under center, I think the Ravens have a chance to beat anyone in the NFL any given Sunday. I do think that this draft really helped bolster them as well. And they don't really have all too many holes. So, yeah, besides the Eagles, I can't really put my finger on a team that could even, you know, compete or come close to what the Ravens have assembled here for this upcoming season.
All right, to the point of holes, where do you think they still need to go add a couple bodies?
Well, you can never have enough offensive linemen. Of course, they picked up Note Boom, but he is often injured. He started 35 games over in Los Angeles.
Is he a pitcher too? Is he a pitcher?
Yeah, maybe we could throw him, you know, back and forth on each side of Russell Street. So
yeah,
you can get,
yeah.
You know,
what's his what's his RISP batting average?
Hopefully, better than what 2-for-12? What the Orioles are putting up these days.
Yeah.
Oh man, but you know, if we're talking holes on the Ravens, it's really just trying to get some more bodies in on that offensive line, and then pass rush as well. But the Ravens are anticipating Mike Green steps in there mm-hmm. and fills a void that they really need to be filled, and that's the, you know, the Jadeveon Clowney sort of production, the Kyle Van Noy sort of production, and pick up double-digit sacks. Maybe not in his rookie year, but eventually they're hoping he becomes that guy.
AJ Gersh, Fox 45. Oh, real quick, Justin Tucker. We brought that up here in the opening of the segment. The way the Ravens handled it is thumbs up, thumbs down, inappropriate. Because, you know, they get
thumbs in the middle.
Yeah,
I would say thumb is in the middle. Obviously, when they released the statement saying that it was a football decision, everyone kind of knows that that's very clearly not 100% of the case. Sure, you look at last year and the Ravens lost a couple of games, likely due to Justin Tucker missing multiple kicks, and that's just a fact. Is he was not the Justin Tucker that had the highest field goal percentage in the history of the NFL. He wasn't the Justin Tucker that kicked the longest field goal in the history of the NFL last year. He was a totally different player. So, and then of course, all of the 16 individual accusations of sexual misconduct, that was probably the majority of the reason for his release. I just thought that there was a little bit too much, pat you on the back on the way out in that statement that they released. Yeah, they don't want Tyler Loop to have a distraction or competition in camp with this whole story still circulating. But it was just a little bit interesting. I think that they could have said, yeah, we're releasing Justin Tucker. If they needed to say that it was a football decision, they could have said that without saying the other five paragraphs in their statement.
AJ Gersh, Fox 45. AJ, always appreciate your time here on The Fan. Enjoy the rest of your Total Request Thursday.
Oh, thank you. Hey, before I let you go, we got the new Pope here. We're awaiting him. And I wanted to hearken it back to the last time that we got a new Pope was in 2013 in March. And that was right after Joe Flacco got some chicken nuggets and a 6-year contract for $120 million. So that's to put it in perspective how long ago it was.
They won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and then he went and got chicken nuggets after signing for $1 billion. Well, the Pope.
Yeah.
No, hey, thanks, AJ. Nolan Sear with bated breath waiting to see who the new Pope's going to be. Wonder what his introductory press conference is going to be like. I'm not going to answer that question. We'll come back. Funhouse Trip, Nolan McGraw, NFL Lunch, 1 o'clock, AL East Report at 1:15. Eric at home, NFL.com. Talk to him about the draft that was in the NFL season that would be. Schedule release less than a week. You can hear it live on The Fan.
Quick Draws Funhouse.
Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com.
105.7 The Fan.
First texter here says, CNL Perez must have blackmailed Brandon Hyde and Elias. There's no other reason for him to still be on the team while others get designated for assignment. They picked him over Coulomb in the offseason. DFA'd blew it after a cup of coffee earlier this season. Now Matt Bowman. Perez is toast. When will they give up?
Who was last night's winning pitcher for the Twins?
Coulomb.
Yeah. 0 earned run average. Why'd they get rid of him again? We still haven't.
He thought that he was going to get injured, is my guess.
Yeah, because he had the elbow that cost him a couple months. Right. He missed a couple, but he came back, looked fine. But they said, all right, now we're good. See now, Perez. He's good at catching home runs with his hat.
Right. Also, Jacob Webb, they let him go. Now, he's not doing as well this year with Texas, ERA of 4.9, but they used him a ton last year. I mean, it seemed like Brandon Hyde was going to him out of the bullpen almost every day. So that one I understood. They felt like they squeezed all the juice out of the orange, and then they just threw away what was left. But with Coulomb, I don't know. It's a lot left to offer there.
Yeah, and that was a victory lap kind of acquisition to begin with. So now you look like a fool for letting him walk.
Another texter here says, I kind of feel bad for Charlie Morton hearing him talk after the game last night. Just seems like he's mentally worn out, has no idea how to fix what's going on. I'm sure it's a tough pill to swallow for someone who's accomplished as much as he has, but the Orioles, they have to cut bait at this point.
Like last year's Oriole offense, we saw Atlanta saw Charlie Morton start to fade in September. If I'm not mistaken, wasn't even on their playoff roster, so, and $15 million, pretty hefty price to, it was a desperate team, making a desperate move at a desperate time. It was towards the end of spring training. They didn't see the Grayson Rodriguez injury. It goes back, I think it was, you said it yesterday, maybe they should have, with Grayson, like, ticking time bomb going on with him.
The timing of Morton?
No, I'm saying Grayson's injury.
Right.
Like, figuring he'd be ready to rock
Morton
and roll.
Morton was signed pretty early.
He was?
Yeah, Gibson was the late one.
Gibson. Oh, yeah. And who was thinking about retiring.
Right. And by the way, I mean, we were all, at least I'll speak for myself, in favor of the Morton signing when it happened.
Oh, I was cool with it.
Yeah.
The back end of the rotation.
Exactly.
But after injuries, he kind of became their de facto number one starter.
And the biggest talking point at the time was there's still time.
No.
No more time. Matt in New Orleans. Can close with this one here. Uh-huh. Says, a lot of talk and disappointment about the O's this season, but no one should be surprised. This team is a mirror of last season, basically the same, but with less pitching talent. Since July of last season, they've been punchless, pathetic. I canceled my MLB package for the season, knowing there was no improvement on the horizon. 44 years old, I don't think I'll ever see the O's win a World Series at this point.
Come on, pump the brakes with that one. Not to the Orioles. Yeah, he signed real quick. January 3rd?
Damn. Whew. A lot of time.
Wow. Why didn't we scrutinize that deal a little bit more? But hey, look, I'm not saying that you will never see a world championship. Was it Matt in New Orleans? But I just turned 60 years old. Last time the Orioles won a World Series, I was 18.
Whoa.
18.
Right. You saw one.
Oh, yeah. I remember it vividly. I know where I was standing. I was at Paluji busting tables when Cal caught the line drive to end it. They haven't been in one since, much less won one. Other than that, everything's cool.
Right. Multiple generations. It's not just me and my age or people younger than me. This is multiple generations that have been starved here.
Let's see. That was 42 years ago. Brandon Hyde was probably, what, like four? Now he's getting fired as the Orioles manager. That's how time passes. We'll come back and up on lunch, beat you some football. We'll get back to the AFC North outside of the Ravens. Hey, everybody's talking up, this Pickens to Dallas deal like they just traded for Drew Pearson. So we'll see how that all unfolds. American League East report. Look at what happened last night. Look ahead to today. Keep you up to date on the Orioles game, which starts in about 10 minutes. Eric Edholm, NFL.com. Talk about what happened over the draft weekend. And then maybe look at these teams. Who are the, what do they say, Vinny? The six in, six out, or whatever it is.
Yes.
We're going to start counting some of these teams that were in last year who might be on the outside looking into the playoffs, that is, in 25.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Tired of losing power? Feeling powerless? Call Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric today for a free estimate on a whole home standby generator. Never be without power again. Fully installed systems starting at just $99 a month. Power your sump pump, your fridge, your freezer, your garage doors, your heating and cooling so your home stays safe and comfortable. Four Seasons is the largest and most award-winning Generac dealer in Illinois.
For the right reasons, call 866-4SEASONS.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? Well, then listen to What We Spend, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.